Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's that time again. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know that you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And the producer, Supreme Candace, is away on business tonight. She ain't going to be able to join us, so you're going to be stuck with me behind the boards.
Candace! Just so used to screaming that every week. I just
right.
Got not to do it. So what's been up, man?
Man, yeah. How was your week, man?
I had a decent week, man. I had a pretty okay week, you know, enjoyed my time, you know. I actually had some time to chill, enjoyed my time with my family and whatnot. What about yourself, man? What you get into?
Good, man. Yeah, no, man. Had a pretty good week, man. Everything was a couple steady. Got a couple of things done. Did a little housework. Did a little fixing up.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
Got a little stuff done, man.
Hope all of our listeners had a nice week as well. Hope y'all enjoyed the weather that was unseasonably warm out here where we're at. But, yeah, hope everybody had a decent week. No deaths, no killings. That's all I care about.
There you go. Who we hollering at?
All right, man. We got to holler at a few people today, this week. Got to holler at Danny Cakes. That's her name. Shauna Houston, Regina Todd, Jennifer Anderson, Carl Carter, and O Money Records. Yes. Jessica Robinson and Jamila Thompson. Got to say what's up to those people. And, you know, of course, for DJs, B-Days.
Yeah, hold up. Shout out to my boy, Mo Nice, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely got
to
shout out Mo Nice. What's going on, bro? How you feeling? And for DJs, B-Days, on November 6th, we had Destiny Hampton, Jalene Mukes, and Tony Lane. On the 8th, we had Jerry Kelly from Hot Topics,
all
man.
Right.
Happy birthday, bro.
The cool guy.
Yeah. On November 9th, we had Heather Peace, Red Summer. Miss Muhammad, how you doing? Happy birthday.
Hey, Red.
Yeah, La Crush. Had her birthday on.
What's up, La Crush?
Yeah, La Crush Hearts over there doing
her
thing.
I'm sure she partied.
Another blog talker. On the 10th, good friend of mine, Alpha Taylor. We call him Kales. What's going on, bro? Happy birthday. And the 11th, we had Lenore McKnight and Truth Brothers family, William Reed, better known as Justice.
All right.
Celebrated his B-Day on the 11th, man. So happy birthday, bro. Hope you enjoyed yourself. I know he did.
Yeah.
Probably had a...
So see, good. Wow, man. Justin's birthday is was week before our anniversary.
I know, right?
But 2 weeks.
Oh,
2 weeks.
And one more thing, man. Got to say happy 27th wedding anniversary to my parents, man. Happy anniversary. You know, I know y'all did it big as y'all normally do, but whatever. I don't want to know what y'all did. Just happy anniversary. Enjoy yourselves. Nobody, no birthdays,
no. That's it, man. You covered them all.
Like we said, we 2 weeks before the 1 year anniversary of Truth Brothers Radio, man.
Yeah, you ready for that? Oh, that's we gonna do it up big, man.
Man, it's man. Everybody, we need y'all to be there for that one. It's gonna be wild. We going out with a bang.
Yeah. And so, does it feel like a year?
Actually, it really don't, man. It seemed like yesterday we was just sitting up shooting this idea around, and
right. Then
it turned into what it turned
right. Into,
man. So,
big congratulations to our president.
Getting
reelected. Good job, everybody.
Bring
very good
in.
Job.
Oh, man, I want to tell this story, but I don't know if I should, man, about
yes.
the girl.
Matter of fact, that could be the first story. Hold on. With all that out the way, here comes the terrible truth. This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
This portion of True Brothers Radio. Oh, I'm sorry. Greetings and salutations, everybody. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Slave Jeans. Slave Jeans. That's it? You just... All righty. And Pee Wee Herman's House of Poultry. Chicken so good you wouldn't mind choking on it. Slave Jeans.
I couldn't finish that.
Can't run in them.
Not with its own chain pack.
All right.
Not for you.
Anyway, yeah, man. So it's just amazing that we were just talking about the president, and you know, everybody went out and voted, which was great and everything like that. So Devon Patrick, Truth Brothers Radio, is going out there to cast his vote and
make your voice heard.
You know, just to you know, give my opinion out there. And in the process of me going to my voting spot or whatever, I see, you know, the lines are moving. Everybody seems to be in an upbeat manner about going to vote.
Right.
So I'm in the line. I'm waiting. And there's an elderly woman.
We'll call her Hattie.
Yeah, I like Hattie. Hattie's a good name. How about Hattie Mae Filler? Hattie Mae Filler was like two spots in front of me. And she's sitting down, and a guy who happened to be Caucasian, who was running the voting spot, whatever, he just happened to be Caucasian. He pulls her to the side and just, you know, quietly, like, look, you know, your stuff isn't organized, so, you know, you're not registered to vote right now. We can't let you vote, this, that, and the third. And she was like, she just got in this uproar about how her stuff has been there. I ain't had to re-register since before Bush was elected and this, that,
yeah,
and the third.
She's the last time she registered, Clinton was in office.
Clinton. And this was after Clinton's second term. She, I ain't had to register since Bush first got in. And then he was like, ma'am, did you vote the last election? No. So they say, you know, man, why didn't you vote the last election? She said, I didn't know you had to vote then. I thought that was a popularity, and they just put somebody because Bush did 8 years. So
he messed up so much, we just figured they'd get a black guy turn.
Right. So she was sitting there like, now nah, y'all going to let me put my vote in. Let's me put my vote in. And why y'all don't have a handle? Like, see, I guess they had handles back then, but whatever.
Yeah,
so she said, where's my lever? There's no levers, ma'am, and we can't let you vote because you're still not registered, blah, 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 blah. So the lady is now saying, well, I'll just go downtown where they allow me to vote.
Just pick up and go anywhere.
Now, mind you, the suburban area that we stay in is predominantly black.
Well, and when he says predominantly, he means like 99.5%.
With a low crime rate. Let's put that
out
there.
Right.
With an extremely low crime
rate. That's right.
And it just so happened that the two people running the spot were Caucasians. This lady decides to grab her stuff in a hurry. Lady, this is how it sounds. Y'all go ahead and get your vote out there. You see they trying to stop me. They don't want Obama in office. That's what the lady said.
Bomber.
They don't want Bomber in office because they're trying to stop me from voting.
They're all trying to suppress the vote.
Yeah.
Then this black town with all these black people.
And my papers ain't right.
Yeah, that's
but y'all go vote because that's important.
I love that.
Poor people, man.
818-514-1202. That's awesome.
Oh, it is. But we finna get into, we about to get into my first story real
quick. Yeah, okay.
Check this out. Church bans children so that they can keep child molesting pastor.
Well, there you go, because he preaches so good. Just don't let the children in.
There you go.
They don't need this.
The Christ Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church is not the...
minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
He teaches the word of God so well
that we
just got to keep the children away.
Keep that temptation back.
Nobody's perfect.
Keep that temptation back.
Wow.
Let's repeat that. The Christ Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church is not your typical Black Southern Baptist gathering
there
spot.
It is.
Most churches don't normally keep convicted child molesters in the pulpit. But this church seems to feel as if it's okay to break with tradition. The church pastor, Daryl Gilliard, is a registered sex offender who was just 3 years ago pleaded guilty of lewd conduct of molestation of two underage girls. The incidents took place while Gilliard was the pastor at Shiloh Baptist Church. Gilliard admitted to molesting a 15-year-old girl and sending lewd texts to another. The plea agreement says that Gilliard cannot have unsupervised conduct with children under 18 years old. Gilliard's new church is not only sympathetic to his quote-unquote condition, it has also taken extraordinary steps to protect its new pastor from his temptations. Children of all ages have been banned from Gilliard's church so he can remain in the pulpit.
Don't come in here, kids. Y'all just go play on the corner.
Down the street. Away from the cross.
Well, he must can preach his ass off.
I'm guessing. After being released from prison just 2 months ago, Gilliard is now leading another flock in a quest to praise the Lord. However, I will prove that life isn't over when one has committed a crime for which he receives a heinous label. Gilliard said in the text message.
A heinous label. In other words, he was falsely accused with the truth of touching
exactly.
children.
Falsely accused. You don't have to languish on the fringes of society. Pastor Gilliard is not beyond forgiveness or redemption, but that is clear. But to place him in a spiritual leader of a flock so soon after his release from prison is nothing short of astonishing. With his actions, the church is sending a clear signal that while the courts may choose to punish Pastor Gilliard for preying on the young children, his community refuses to penalize him for his behavior. To simply keep the kids away while Pastor Gilliard continues with business as usual is to punish young children for the actions of a sick human being.
Yeah, but he preaches so well.
But it sounds
when
so
God
bad.
Speaks through him.
See, you don't understand. Sometimes God.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Sometimes
yeah.
God lets the child molester in your pulpit just to make sure your kids won't be lonely at night. I don't know.
Wow.
That's just horrible.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, you like to touch the children, but, you know, we just banned them. I mean, I thought church was for the kids. I thought the youth needed it more than anybody.
But then, I gotta ask a question, man. And this is 818-514-1202. We have a lot of churches that tend to just forgive sex offenders and dudes who like to take what we call dick pics in the bathroom and all these other things. Like, you have churches
yeah,
that just...
about Eddie.
Yeah, Bishop Eddie Long. And it's like, you just say... okay, that's cool. Don't worry about that. Just let him go ahead and keep preaching. Because what he's saying...
Because he's an antenna for the Lord.
Exactly. See, God sent him here as a messenger with a message. And his message is a text message.
Look at this.
Yeah. Bishop Eddie Long's and Bishop Eddie Long's new sermon.
This is the staff I heard the sheep with.
I got two thrones, and I ain't through one yet. That boy killed
wow.
me with that, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
He sucks.
Yeah, he does.
He really does.
Little boys at that, too. He's Sandusky style.
There you go.
He is.
That's so while y'all think on that, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Two Brothers Radio.
Two Brothers Radio.
He'll kill you, he'll stand on your neck, he'll shoot you in your back. Maybe not, you should stop laying down for the law. You saw them commit acts of war, terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep, dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a zebra bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. One thing about music, when it's real, they get scared. Got a slave for the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or health care. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back, and don't forget our second hour topic is going to be, can men and women really be friends?
Good question.
Can they just be platonic friends without anything jumping off? We're going to find out.
And we got a shout out to Joe Neckbone and Ultimate Success up there in the chat room. What's going on with y'all, man?
Yeah, and they can't get a word in because someone keeps trying to log in and log out.
There it is.
Yeah, but also, next week, we're going to have a very, very special show on Father's Rights. This show is going to, the whole show is going to be dedicated to father's rights and one particular story. And following our show will be Hot Topics Talk Radio with Tony Breedlove, who's going to follow up on the story that we're going to tell you and run it right into the present day and have a lot of interviews about what's going on this particular story. Y'all really going to like that.
Yeah, it's going to be real. It's going to be really, really hard hitting, man. One of the most serious topics we've covered.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah. Since Trayvon, I would say we ain't did one
like
this.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And this is going. That's a jam packed 4-hour show combining Truth Brothers Radio and Hot Topics Talk Radio, man. Two of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio, man. Y'all gonna enjoy that for
yeah.
real.
Yeah. Oh, just logged in. What's up, birthday boy?
Yeah. We just gave your birthday shout out, man.
Check it out. Delby Meaja, jailed after beating 10-year-old sister unconscious over bag of Cheetos.
It ain't easy being cheesy, man. It is not easy. Chester.
There you go. Houston, Texas. Delby Meaja, a 23-year-old Houston woman, has been jailed after allegedly beating her 10-year-old sister unconscious for eating Cheetos. According to police, Meaja began caring for her 10-year-old sister after their mother was deported to Honduras. Investigators say the teen went to a neighbor's apartment October 11th and returned with a bag of Cheetos while Delby was at the store.
Right.
When she returned, she saw the girl eating Cheetos and exploded into a fit of rage and began beating the girl with an extension cord. I'll
tell you something right now.
Yo, mama, who told you to eat you? This is a Doritos house, damn it. Yeah. Then she grabbed the teen by the hair and began slamming her head against the floor until she fell unconscious. Then she began kicking her sister as she laid on the floor. When detectives questioned her about the incident, she admitted to kicking the girl but didn't think she had did anything wrong.
Yeah, no.
I was just straightening her out because we don't eat Cheetos.
Yep. I had to put some flame into her hot. Right, Frito laid out. There you go. That's
there
exactly what it was.
God.
Go ahead.
She went on to tell the detectives that she resents her younger sister and wished that she hadn't been born. The investigation
over Cheetos, man.
She saved her some of them. She was going to share. The investigation was launched after school officials noticed that the victim had sustained bumps and bruises to her head, arms, and legs. Then the victim told the investigators that she was contemplating suicide. Wow. Delby was booked into Harris County Jail and charged with felony injury to a child. Her bond has been set at $60,000.
Over Cheetos.
Over
Cheetos, man.
First off,
Cheetos just aren't that great to me. Hot Topics just logged in. How y'all doing, man? We just told about the show. But how did Cheetos just become the flavor of her fight?
She come back from the store and sister like, hey, what's going on? You back? And what are you eating? Cheetos? What? It is.
You have asked for it. You going to jail now. That's what he
How dare you eat Cheetos?
In this Dorito loving house.
In this Dorito loving house.
Wow. You know what? The thing about that is, the thing that's really crazy about that is, I've never had a bag of chips, regardless on what house I was living in. I've never had a bag of chips that I was just so passionate about that would cause me to knock my brother out. It just don't happen that way for me, at least.
Really? Not even Funyuns?
Oh, I hated Funyuns.
You hate Funyuns?
I couldn't eat Funyuns, man. It's that fun onions.
What about Pringles?
Nope. Not a
All
Pringle,
right.
dude.
J's?
Nope.
All right.
Ruffles.
Ruffles?
Yeah, plain Ruffles.
They got Ridges.
Ruffle Ridges with Mr. Goodbye. Put
okay,
Mr. Goodbye
so he eating your bag. You never just said, what the hell?
Hey, my man asked, a good question. Are they black?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Nah, they're not black.
That would have been Hot Links.
Hot Links. Or
skins.
No, them have been Flaming Hots with cheese.
There you go.
There you go. That's what black people eat. All right, people.
Florida, damn.
Oh, shouts out to Florida,
yeah.
Adams, man. It's been what? It's been about 12 years since she died. I think the anniversary of her death was last week. Do I miss her? Not really.
Yeah, whatever. I couldn't.
You couldn't stand Florida?
Tragic.
Oh, James. You don't like Florida, man?
No.
Florida.
No, and I don't think James did either.
Oh, James couldn't take it. That's why they told, hey, kill me.
Kill me. You know, that was, remember, okay, think about it. You just landed your first TV show, right? And you get to meet the cast, right? So they bring you up, and this is Jimmy Walker. Hey, how you doing? This is the dude that's going to play your son on the show. Hey, how you doing? And they brought in the little bitty boy.
Right.
And Michael, this is going to be Michael. Hey, what's up, little man? Then they say, this is going to be your daughter, Thelma. He looking like, damn.
Right, right.
And he like, if that's going to be the daughter, imagine what the mama going to look like if we made this.
Right.
And then they brought in, he said, I know who that is. That's the missus. He come over, give her like, no. That's the next door neighbor, Valona. That's no.
Oh, well, something got to be good from keeping me from tiptoeing over there.
There you go.
And then. Oh, this must be my mama.
This must be the mother-in-law. How did the mother-in-law go be living? No, this is your wife. And there she is peeling a banana
with her neck. Got a neck like the mama of Hey There, Honey Boo Boo.
She looked like a big toe.
Yeah. Her neck was. I didn't mean
her
that.
Her neck. Yes, she did. And it always had that shiny ring.
Yeah, I was about to say her neck was glistening every week.
Yes.
Like she just, baby. Hand me that. What was that hair gel that came in the red can with the silver cap?
Crown,
yeah. Give me some of that crown. Rub it in this crease. Put it all back there. Oh, yeah.
Thelma
was
in the, but the mama wasn't.
The mama was
Mama
no
was
too.
The exhaust.
Thelma was fine. Thelma's still fine.
Yeah.
Thelma is still fine. Oh, and for those who don't know and why it's just two men talking today. Murray's. Yep, that's what it was.
That's
wasn't
it.
Murray's?
Yeah, Murray's.
Yeah. But, Candace isn't here today. She's out on business. So you guys are stuck with the Truth Brothers, literally.
Yep,
so,
no referee.
Not one.
Yep.
Was it Dax Pomay?
That was some of them, yeah. But one
had the red.
Murray
red.
Was the dude that had the picture on it.
Right, with the orange cap.
Right. And then Dax Pomay. But one, was it was just a crown. Maybe they didn't.
No,
because
you know it had one that had a red,
and
red
one
canister.
Was green.
And it had the green label around it with a silver top.
With the crown on it.
Was it a crown?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. No, y'all, we ain't here talking about hedging. Right.
No Candace. Yeah.
Sorry.
So now we really gone.
And you want to now?
This should be the last episode.
Because you missed the story about the church banning the children so that they can keep the child molester pastor. Now we're going to go to, did Elmo do some tickling?
Uh-oh. Right there.
The man who voiced beloved children's character Elmo took a leave of absence after he was accused of having an affair with an underage boy. The allegations.
Oh, Elmo.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Oscar was right about you.
Oscar wouldn't let that punk near that can at all. Get away from me.
He pulled. He pulled the thing down.
The allegations against Kevin Clash, who is 52, go back 7 years, and the puppeteer said he needed a break from work to fight the allegations.
I need a break because y'all lying on me with the truth.
The famed puppeteer insisted he didn't do anything wrong and came out of the closet in defending himself.
Yep, there you go, Justice. Funky Finger Production.
Booty hole blow. I am a gay man. I have never been ashamed.
It is. Never been ashamed.
Dude, you got to be a gay man to make your voice go that high to do Elmo. I'm going to just say that. Like, even if you do voices like Timmy Turner, those are girls. Bart Simpson
right.
is a girl.
A girl. Right.
But if you doing Elmo.
Right. The Boondocks. That's a lady. That's a female.
Right. We make the hits. Somebody done put the
there
crown
it is.
Royal
the crown
hairdresser.
Royal hairdresser.
Yeah,
that's the one
it.
Neckbone.
My man Neckbone took it to the heart.
He went to the cabinet is what he did.
Right. So I am a gay man. This is what Kevin Clash said. I have never been ashamed of this or tried to hide it, but felt it was personal and private matter. I had a relationship with the accuser. It was between two consenting adults. And I am deeply saddened that he is trying to characterize it as something other than what it was. I am taking a break from Sesame Street Workshop to deal with this false defamatory allegations. Officials with Sesame Street Workshop, the nonprofit organizations behind Sesame Street, said they conducted their own review and couldn't find conclusive evidence of any illegal acts.
Any
buttholery. But Cash employers conceded he used poor judgment in having personal relationship with the accuser, although allegations of underage sex were unsustained. Yeah, that's what they said. Here he go. We met with the accuser twice and had repeated communications with him. We met with Kevin, who denied the accusations, according to the statement by Sesame Street Workshop. We also conducted a thorough investigation and found the allegation of underage conduct to be sustained, although this was a personal relationship unrelated to the workplace. Our investigation did reveal that Kevin exercised poor judgment and violated company policy regarding internet usage and he was disciplined.
There you go. They looked on his computer.
Yep. Kevin insists the allegations of underage conduct is false, defamatory, and he is taking actions to protect his reputation. His employer said we have granted him a leave of absence.
So how old was the boy?
The boy is 27 now.
Right.
And
how long have they been dealing?
Since 7 years ago.
All right. Do the math.
No, the boy. I'm sorry. The boy. Boy is 23
minus 7 is
16.
Yeah. 16.
Don't make me booty hold you.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, Bert wasn't good enough, huh?
Nah.
Wow.
You'd think you got enough from putting your hand up Elmo's ass.
There you go.
Then you turn around and put your hand up a little boy's ass.
That's just wrong.
It is.
That's just
But that's
wrong.
What he was doing.
Let me tell you, to be honest, I hate Elmo. I hate the character. He crushed the show. I can't stand
it. So you just go back to normal old Big Bird.
Give me pre-Elmo Sesame Street. Give me Snuffle Up Against when nobody but Big Bird could see him and they all thought he was crazy. That's my
I didn't know that.
Give me some Mr. Hooper.
Who was the deaf girl that was on there? Wasn't it a deaf girl on there?
Yeah.
What's her
name? I forget
her
name.
Yeah.
She
818.
You know, like you can call it, she'd answer.
Yeah. Doo doo.
There you go. Give me Young Maria.
Young Maria?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. That's just.
Yeah, give me Oscar the Grouch when he used to cuss at him.
Yeah.
Hell away from my can.
Or Ted the Crouch. That's what dude likes. That's what he likes. Ted the Crouch.
Oh.
Poor people.
Oh, dude.
You just can't go anywhere now without hearing some form of child molestation or child porn. And man, is how long has this been going on forever? And it's just now coming into the the Chappelle version.
Yes, the Chappelle version. There you go.
Because I'm drunk. But, nah, I mean, it's just you got the pastor, you got Sesame Street, you got Sandusky.
Eddie.
Like, Eddie Long. It's like it's everywhere now, man. Teachers doing the kids. Reagan did it?
Yeah. Oh, you wasn't. That's right. You wasn't. Yeah, Reagan smashed Elizabeth Taylor when she was 16.
What?
The president. That's right. Reagan. That's right.
Didn't know that. That was new. But we got to take another quick break, man. Y'all go ahead and hang in there. We'll be back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You can tell me alarm. You can call out your guard. You can fence in your yard. You can hold all the cards. But I won't back down. Oh, no, I won't back down. Oh, no.
Cadillacs are bills. Cook the bills. Brains, head, rims. Yeah, stupid whales. Girl, I'm super real. Lose it, tooth and nail. Trying to fight it. Try to deny it. Stupid, you will fail.
Truth Brothers Radio.
To the average hemorrhoid sufferer, this is not a pretty song.
Burning, itching, burning, itching.
Burning, itching, why keep suffering?
Pain, swelling, lots of yelling.
At Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center, we take care of the problem with a painless non-surgical procedure covered by your insurance.
Need to sit down, or wait, I can't.
Relief without surgery or missing any work.
Please fetch me my donut cushion.
It's not a laser. It's a beam of light with no side effects. Just 10 minutes and you're ready to continue your day. End the discomfort of hemorrhoids today at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center.
No more burning, no more itching.
Bravo!
Effective solutions for a classic problem at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center. Call 800-863-9980 or visit advancedcarecenters.com.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hip-hop should die before I wake. I put an extended clip inside of my ear. Roll every station, murder the DJ.
True Brothers, True Brothers Radio. And this portion of True Brothers is brought to you by Elmo's Hemorrhoid Cream. Just don't tell your parents.
Elmo hurts. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Mother who allegedly took baby bong picture, now charged. Keystone Heights, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Stringer, a 19-year-old woman whose photo of her baby with a bong ignited a firestorm of outrage several weeks ago, has now been charged. According to the Florida State's Attorney's Office and Florida DCF, launched an investigation of Stringer after allegedly posting a photo of her on Facebook.
Wow.
In which she depicts her 11-month child holding a bong to his mouth.
Yeah, because he a man now.
There you go. The photograph was quickly picked up by the Florida media before it eventually spread across the country and even to other countries. The child's mother, Rachel Stringer, tried to counter the outrage by posting a message on Facebook by saying, if you look at the picture, you can see that there's no bowl of tobacco in the pipe.
See?
I took the pictures to show one person, and it was a mistake. I would never let him get high without me.
Right. Shed a love.
She went on to state, do you realize how serious this is? I can go to jail. She's a genius.
Took that phone out the wall.
Right. I can go to jail.
You know I can go to jail for this.
He can be taken away from me. Why would I do something so stupid?
Huh?
Yeah. Think about it. I'm so nice to everyone. Why would you do this to me? she's the victim.
Yes, she is.
Stringer reportedly admitted to detectives that she kept the bong in her bedroom. When the child grabbed the bong and put it to his mouth, she snapped the photo because she thought it was funny. Hey,
he's getting
he knows
high,
what
like,
the bong is.
He's learning fast. He's on his way to nothing.
He's on his way to nothing in a hurry. Stringer was booked by the Clay County Jail on possession of drug paraphernalia.
Wow.
Her mother, Shaylin Harris, says her daughter is now attending parenting classes and drug counseling. What does that do for you, parenting in the 21st century? Oh, look, he grabbed the bong. Ain't that cute? I know. We'll put it on Facebook for everyone to laugh.
And Instagram. Because everybody likes pictures on
818-514-1202. What that do for your life?
I'm just tired, man.
Why do y'all let Facebook get y'all in so much damn trouble?
You know what it is, man? I think people take Facebook a little bit too far, like your boy who wrapped his daughter up with duct tape, make it look like she was being kidnapped. You got your girl. Like, if you know, it's with all this technology that we have, you have somebody's monitoring everything you're doing, but yeah, whatever. Hey, you know what? Waterboard. I don't care. Waterboard. Waterboard the mama.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Just goes to show you. I tell y'all, I hate people.
And you have a right to now, man. Like, it's getting to the point where everybody's, I don't want to say pissing me off, but everybody has something that's just, you're too damn old for that.
We got a topic coming up. That's a topic coming up. What is a good parent?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a topic we got coming up.
Yeah, you big enough. Y'all know how to pee.
Why are you
sitting down taking pictures of your kid
like, holding drug paraphernalia?
You know what's
which
crazy?
Is illegal.
I saw a picture.
Let's get this straight. You got a phone. You big enough. You know how to pee. How old are you?
There you
52,
go.
And I like 23-year-old boys when they're 16. That's how old I am. More dumb things.
Yes.
More dumb things.
Yes, you are on a public show with a puppeteer. You are an international star for being this puppet. And you said, I know what I'll do. I'm attracted to underage boys. That'll work.
Because they satisfy me.
Because the puppet is the perfect Mackin' tool.
Yep. Let me show you what I can make Elmo do. Pull your pants down. Anyway.
Watch this. Elmo take it all.
Right. See, y'all always thought there was a black hole in his mouth. There's nothing there. Yeah. He likes.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm tired of ignorance. I'm tired of dumb
talk.
Yeah, like I'm putting this picture in Truth Brothers Radio's in our website today. It was a picture of this girl, this woman, and she, you know, a little cartoon, she's standing up and she's looking at a little boy who got her dress on. And she's boy, you better take that dress off, you a boy. And the boy like, but mom, I thought you. No, you don't do that. That's what the mama said.
Right.
In the next scene, she, oh, my dear, you so funny.
Yes, sir.
And then the boy is like, well, maybe I can do that when I get older.
Wow.
So.
Love it.
I'm like.
Love it. Cross-dresser.
Yes. Now he's back. Cashmere.
We said that before. You know, I got a problem with it. All you people who love Tyler Perry so much and swear he can't do wrong, why did you support this new bad
man? No, boy, I thought you was finna go knock on him.
Why didn't you support, that's exactly
what it is.
Why didn't you support this man when he trying to get out of the dress?
Now, yeah.
The Madea movie he did this summer. What was it, 88 million?
That weak piece of business, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it ultimately grossed like 88 million.
Wow.
Alex Crossdresser is struggling. I think it's like at 17 million. This is its third week, an official flop.
official.
So he couldn't even rely on you people, his fan base.
Nope.
Unless he wears a dress, y'all don't go see him. And that's on y'all.
Yep. That's horrible.
That's on y'all.
I mean,
y'all swear this man's so talented. Hey, I'm a Denzel fan. I went to go see Flight.
Right.
Because I like what he do. But I don't want to see him in a dress, so he won't put one on.
Exactly.
Hey.
And for those who always criticize the fact that Truth Brothers and everybody else is going after Tyler because he wears a dress, and you say he can act without a dress, prove it.
Go see the movie.
Go see the movie. Like, I give you this. We had the Truth Brothers had to take back everything. Almost everything we said when we went to see Good Deeds. We was like, you know what?
He tried.
It's the best work I've seen him do.
Yep.
Outside of that dress, Why Did I Get Married, and all of that wasn't him, but still, Good Deeds is probably it was shot way better than all the other movies.
That great, but it was better than what he usually does.
Exactly, and it had the it wasn't your typical, like when they found out about the little girl and the mom. I thought the daddy was your typical. I left because
yeah,
I don't love him.
They came up with he died in the war. Right.
Gave him a hey.
Right.
Thank you, Tyler. And, you know.
But y'all didn't go see that either. That didn't do that hot. Madea, 88. I think that movie did like 35.
Why? And this is something we got to ask ourselves, people. Why only the Madea movie? All of his Madea movies trump any other movie he's done without a dress.
There you go.
All of them.
There you go.
Which means you only like Tyler if he's in that dress. But you're going to be mad when he comes out the closet next year. Oh, he's coming out the closet. If you didn't see him run in that movie, Alex Cross, when he was running down the hallway.
Nope, but I heard the fight scene was so gay, it was ridiculous.
Oh, he was scratching. He was scratching. He looked like, remember that movie, Low Down, Dirty Shame, and
yes.
Jada Pickett was fighting the girl?
Yes.
That's what he looked like. I told you.
Get off me. Stop.
I told you I'd drop you where you stand.
Just to say Sugarfoot.
God, he ran down.
818-514-1202. Hey, we'll halt the terrible truth for a minute.
Yeah.
If anybody want to put up the Madea defense, I'm more than willing to hear it.
Because I would love to hear. I mean, I do know that some of his hardcore fans did go see the movie. That's why he's at where he's at. Some of them.
Right,
but
some. But his hardcore, but his fan base is deeper than what the movie is grossing.
Exactly.
The Madea movie proves it.
Exactly. Yep, three snaps and a twist.
There you go.
He plays the woman too well.
Me, myself, I don't understand a lot of you women who love Tyler for the Madea thing, simply because why would you figure that a man could play a woman better than a woman?
It's a slap in your face.
It's a slap in your face.
Like, I think they saying
the
that...
Men back in vaudeville or something, when the man would dress in drag or something, it was to do a version of a woman that's so exaggerated that it would be offensive to let a woman do it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
Long time.
Now, right. And if you're not going to tell me that there's no female actors, comedians out there who couldn't play Madea.
Right. And we've said that. It's just, to me, and here's what's crazy. I talk to a lot of underground filmmakers and a lot of brothers who are trying to get in the industry and all that. A lot of them don't respect that man. Like, we was leaving a place and we was talking to a dude who was making his own little movie.
Yeah,
he wanted to
be on the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he was saying, like, you know, we was talking about Tyler. He was like, look, man, don't get me started.
Ooh, yeah, Hot Topics say that Monique would be a good Madea.
Not with that arm flap.
Yeah, and that hair.
She got arm like Rocky from Bullwinkle and Rocky when he takes off and fly. She got those type of arm flaps. And now for something you really like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocky.
Yeah. She got that arm flap. Did you ever see? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Hey, Rocky. Watch me pull Monique out of a hat.
Right. That's just...
Candace need to hurry up and come back.
I believe that.
Wendy Williams is a man.
Wendy Williams is a man, so it's not really a quick adjustment there.
Yeah, really.
And yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a
snout.
Yes. Monique. Yeah, Monique has one. We're going in.
Oh, we
wrong.
Are going
love
in.
I love my. I love the chat room, man. I love our listeners, man. Y'all keep us Woo. Ready, man. I love this. But the thing about it is, Monique just, she, you know, yeah, she could have played it, maybe, but it's just, she's just.
I was thinking about the chick, Miss Mabel. Remember when BET Comic View first came on and they had the big chick? It was
the bar set. Yeah.
And she was supposedly running the bar at the Comic View.
Yeah.
I forget her name right now, but to me, she would have been a great Madea, and she's funny.
Yeah, she would have. Because that's when a dude like Ronaldo Ray, and she was on the other side. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She would have. She would have been a nice Madea.
So she got the jugs to be Madea, and they wouldn't have had to pad it or nothing.
Miss Laura.
That's exactly her name.
Thank you, Hot Topics. You stay on it. Yeah, and Ultimate Success came right behind it. Y'all know y'all people, don't you? But, I mean, all in all, man, it's just that Madea thing. It kills me. The Tyler Perry thing kills me. Like, the one thing I do like about Tyler is he has the opportunity to open the door for other struggling black actors because it's hard for them to get into industry.
True. And he also tries to have positive topics. He does. He tries to have positive, interesting topics. I will give him that.
Right. And what's the name? Innovative. I don't know if he's innovative like that.
What's innovative?
I got you.
Yeah, I don't know what he's done innovative.
Yeah, what he besides bring stage plays to movie screens.
Yeah, he just films stage plays.
Now, the Madea character is innovative. I'll give you that to an extent. Because it's something that it hasn't been done in such a long time. Like,
Big Mama House.
The actual character is I wouldn't. It's not your Flip Wilson.
Me, it is. It's Geraldine Old.
I got you. It's just to an extent. Like I said, it's almost like the character is. I don't know. I mean, do you laugh when you see it? Yeah, but
no, I'd say. Why Did I Get Married was an interesting format. Why Did I Get Married, that whole thing about the black couples and the different versions of black relationships, that was an innovative format. I'll give you that.
The way it was brought to
you. Yeah.
I mean, because even if you go back to his television shows, man, like The Browns is retarded.
That's just Step and Fetch It.
You know, and what's the other one? House of Pain. It's two stage players.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Browns are awful. But it's everything he does on the show is like he just takes the stage play
and puts it on TV. And everybody eats it up and says how great he is.
Right.
This is what killed me. Everybody talk about how great the Browns is, but you don't look at the evolution of black television shows, because how the hell did we reach the apex with the Cosby Show and fall all the way down to the Browns? That's going backwards.
It is.
Give me a black show out there that has eclipsed the Cosby Show.
Nah, nothing.
What have we brought that's the Cosby Show to the next level?
Nothing. Not one.
Give me a black family drama.
You know what's crazy?
Give me a black family drama.
A black family drama?
Now, white people got plenty of them.
White
people had Seventh Heaven.
Dude.
A Christian family on primetime, and they sold that show. They sold it. They'll go as far as to say, hey, what about Clark Kent? Superman before it was Superman just growing up with a family.
Yeah.
And they sold it. The show ran for 7 years. And you telling me we can't? There's no black drama.
Soul Food, closest one. Yeah, I give you that on HBO.
And that wasn't on primetime television. That was on cable.
It's this new show coming out with John Witherspoon. Did you see The First Family? Oh, God. Awful.
The First Black Family?
Rock was a great show. I'll give him that about black drama.
That was a comedy. Give me a drama.
Dramatic point.
But it was essentially a comedy, and I like the concept. And the minute they had him supposedly running for city councilman, and they had two members of the Nation of Islam showing up to his door saying, "Brother, we gonna support you," that show was doomed.
Yeah, I mean, besides, black shows that we have after that, I mean, I give you, you had Living Single, which was okay, and I even liked,
Living
like
Single
I told you,
great.
I liked your boy,
Kyle Barker.
That was my hero.
Yep,
I love that dude, man.
Find out that he's a.
I don't want to get into that because that hurt my heart, man. Yeah. I was the only
every
dude.
Time you get a good black. He was a positive, professional black character. He was confident. He was smart.
Dressed right,
yeah.
Knew what a lapel was.
Yeah.
That's what got me.
Yeah.
He knew what a lapel was, and bam, they killed it.
Yep. And let's not get it twisted. Living Single is a great show. You know why? Because they copied it, called it Friends, and it made billions.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there you go. But we don't have that. We don't have, I mean, like I was saying the other day, I was sitting back and I was watching The Cosby Show the other day. And I still was, it's the one scene I love, like they could take something that wasn't funny and make it into a serious topic,
yeah.
But then make it funny again.
Yeah.
The episode when Vanessa got drunk.
I was going to say that.
And
I was gonna
and
say
at
that.
The end, when they gave her the tea, and he was sitting back and he went, Claire messed up the word, oh no you don't, and gave her the, it was, and they gave Rudy the shot, and everybody like, oh, but it's still funny, and then
right.
It's just nothing. Nothing has came behind that. No, I'm sure somebody went to Bill was like, hey, man, we could use another idea. And he had a show after that that was good.
Yeah,
it was
Claire. He was a detective. He was a detective. He was a
retired detective or
something like that. Yeah.
Dougie Doug was a...
Yeah, he was a detective that solved murders on Channel 2.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
That was
he had a little restaurant.
Yeah,
there.
But they wasn't rich this time.
No,
it
they
was
wasn't rich.
Right, yeah. But he also had Cosby Murder Mysteries or something.
Yeah, but I mean...
He was a butler.
Yeah, I don't know about... Yeah, Cosby, that was the exact name of Cosby. I still YouTube that show, man.
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, give me some...
We
get a victory and then we sit on it.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting a victory and sitting on it, you can't sit on your hands now that we have reelected President Obama. I'm sorry. The next 2 years are too important. You've got to keep the fight going because the midterm elections will only increase his the people in the House. It will increase the power he has if we get more progressives elected. So you can't sit on your hands and expect him to solve everything for you in the next 2 years. The fight isn't over. Remember that.
Yeah, he said he had Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and that was on that. I mean, even on the Cosby Show, he launched the careers of a lot of people. Adam Sandler was on the Cosby Show. Was Robin Givens was on the Cosby Show.
Your boy from House of Pain.
Yeah, Cole, who dude that played Cole on Martin was on there.
Right.
Played Cockroach.
Right.
And, man, I mean, everybody got their career started. Almost everybody got their career started on the Cosby Show.
Vanessa decided to...
Stacey Dash started off on the Cosby Show.
Who decided to vote for Romney.
Hey, man, he left it open to everybody. Carl Payne, that's his name. Whatever. Cockroach, whatever, who was dancing with an old girl. On the show.
So there you go. Again, like I said, you got two more years. The fight is on. You can't sit there and sit on your laurels and think that because you voted for him, everything is done.
Yeah, that's cool. But let me get this last one out, man.
You got another story?
I got one last
story. All right,
we got
6 minutes.
All right, check it out. Woman masturbates herself to death.
What a way to go.
Yes, sir, it happens. We just jumped off of what we was really talking about, and this is real time. An inquest into the death of a 30-year-old woman from New York has ruled the death was caused by what? Heightened sexual arousal as she masturbated watching pornography.
That is what a way to go.
Yeah, Nicola. Yeah, this is real. This is real. Yeah, everybody who's saying
what?
This is real.
What? Yeah.
And trust me, we put all stories.
And we're telling you this because it can happen to you.
Watch yourself. Slow strokes, people. Slow.
Can't win without swinging. There you go, Justin. It got to the point. She was just like, oh, I love it. I can't stop.
Oh. Gave that Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Oh. Gave it a Dave Chappelle, But Nicola Paddington was found dead by her employer and a friend after they broke into her home.
There you go.
Ms. Packington's boss, Sarah Griffins, had gone to her home after she failed to turn up for work. When Ms. Packington failed to answer the door, Griffin looked through the windows and saw her lying motionless in her bed, so she decided to break in.
After I want to get busy, too. You can't have all the fun.
She going to take herself out. I've been itching to do it to her for years. That's a selfish Packington. After enlisting the help of a neighbor, Michelle Grant and the pair broke into Ms. Packington's home and discovered that she was dead with her laptop computer still running.
Still running. Pinky is wearing it out. Pinky is getting busy.
Pinky. Damn it. Oh, Pinky.
Pinky tries to kill people.
Oh, yeah. And no, she don't have AIDS, people. But the laptop's still running. The pair then lifted Ms. Packington's duvet and discovered she was naked from the waist down, and the vibrator was next to her.
Still running. Overheating.
Energize a bunny in there. The laptop still had the porno showing on the screen. Oh, that's horrible to get out of there. Hold on.
What a way. I want to go to that funeral so bad.
Speaking at this week's inquest into Ms. Packington's death, Home Office Dr. Dick Jones said that,
Dr. Dick.
This is his name. Dr. Richard Jones said that the cause of death had been a heart arrhythmia, which was likely brought on by her state of arousal. Here we go. Gloucestershire corona? I don't know what the hell that is. Alan Crickmore ruled that Ms. Packington died from natural causes and her activity before death probably contributed towards them. Yes,
that's
sir.
What I'm talking about. Gotta go.
Oh. Boy, that must have been a hell. Boy, how could you?
There you go.
I know she died.
She had the biggest smile on her face.
She died real fancy.
She died fancy.
She died real fancy.
Right there. Pinky.
Coming and going,
that's
yeah.
Right.
What a way to go, though.
That's a way to go.
I mean, if you can't die
you gotta
in
go,
it.
You got to go. You got to come.
If you, yeah. Hey. If you can't die in it, at least die doing something that involves it.
Yeah.
Words, rhythm, hey. By Devon.
Hey, as a guy, that's got to be nice on your resume. Oh, yeah, I killed this chick.
Yeah, there it is.
Gotta be nice on the road.
Oh, man. Yeah. You go up to, yeah, you know, hey, remember Miss Packington?
Yeah, I killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I ain't, yeah. No, they did not convict me because it was
a crime
way
of passion.
To go. That's right.
You didn't see, hey, how you gonna blame me? She died with that smile on her face.
There you go.
And a pearl necklace.
All right.
Gave us
and obviously, she didn't have a friend, so we finna get the next hour and ask, can men and women really be friends? Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Black card, black card, black on black, black broad. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activity.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's the mom from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, lady boys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Devon. Now we know.
And no one will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know if you want to hit us up at our email, contact us at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. And we're both in the chat room monitoring it. The producer, Supreme Candace, is out on business, important business.
Yeah.
She couldn't make it.
Helping
so
us
we
out.
Are here unchained.
Yep. She don't do. She needs not do that no more. But we got to say what's up to everybody in the chat room. Hot Topics, Joe Neckbone, Justice Born, Ultimate Success. Thank y'all for tuning in with us tonight, hanging in there. And, yeah, it's about to get real. And Hot Topics, we don't know. The stories just come to us. That's the best way to answer the question. It's just no, but trust me, like I've said many a times, nobody that works here is that talented to make these up. These are real,
real,
true-to-life stories that we just find. It's the terrible truth. That's why it's there.
Enough make said. You feel better about your life.
It does. It does. That's
great.
What the purpose is to let you know. There's always somebody out there.
Right. No matter what happens, there's always somebody lower than you.
There you go.
Hey. Speaking aid and comfort. That's what we do.
Oh, man. We just got some love. Justice say the only spot to be on Monday night.
There you go. That's Justice is my dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's the first one that won a T-shirt, too. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I remember that, man.
First one
to win a True Brothers T-shirt.
Matter of fact, he's the first one to give us a review. So I'm asking everybody else out there. After I do.
True Brother had to sneeze,
there
y'all. That's
go.
This live radio, baby. We do it.
Yeah, everybody else out there, man, who's downloading the show off of YouTube, and we see the numbers. There's a lot of people who are checking us out on iTunes.
Yeah.
Write us a review. Again, hit us up on Facebook. Send us an email. Tell us what you think.
All you missing
say,
best say bless you.
Thank you.
That's a virtual Gesundheit.
There you go.
But yeah,
hit us up. Ultimate Success. This is the first time we getting to meet you, man. Holler at us on our iTunes or holler at us on the Facebook, man.
Yeah.
Everybody else who's been checking out the show. And there's been a lot of people checking it out because our ratings are showing it. Hit us up and let us know you're out there, man. Tell us what you think. Again, the show is tailored to you. We can only make the show better when we hear from you.
Exactly. And we're in the process of doing this. We got to thank everybody who has, man, sent their comments in about show topics and following us and going in as far as hitting us up on We Want Truth and everything, man. We just, man, it's overwhelming. We just crossed a huge number this month. It's like, man, I would have never thought something like this was happening for us, man. So we coming in on a year. It's just ultimate, man. I mean, I don't mean ultimate success, you know, you too, but this is ultimate for us, man.
Yeah,
you know,
and we
it's,
thank
it's,
y'all.
It's
we hum- thank y'all.
It's
a whole
extremely
lot.
Humbling, and we really have to thank everybody who contributed to this, man. We can't do this without y'all. Seriously, we can't make these shows without y'all. We can't have listeners without y'all. And to everybody who's even checked out a YouTube clip, another thing we do, go on YouTube, search Truth Bros 1, and just, man, sit back, enjoy those.
There you go. And subscribe
promos.
To the channel.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the channel. Put in your comments on there. We want to hear from y'all. This is an interactive show. We love, and everybody who's been with this show from day one knows, if you send us a letter, we're going to read it.
Don't matter
whether
you like it or not.
Hate us. Whatever, we're going to read it.
And trust me, I think we got one letter that said it didn't like the intro we did a long time ago. Remember the dude that said he got tired
of the national anthem.
Yeah, national anthem we did. You know what? We might have to bring that back for the one-year anniversary.
Oh, we are planning to.
Yeah, definitely got to do that. And, but again, we got off topic right there. But, you know, still, thank you. First off, before we get into this, thank y'all so much, man. We really love y'all. Seriously, appreciate that so much. But. Speaking of love, what you think, man?
Yeah, can men and women truly be friends? Can you have a platonic relationship with a member of the opposite sex? I say yes. I say you can, but there's caveats to that.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I think you can have a friendship with someone of the opposite sex. If I have a female that I'm friends with, and we're really, really close, like we've been friends for years, right? But she's involved with somebody I should be
respectful
and tiptoe around that and be respectful. You can't just be calling and calling your friend up at all times of the day, talking about, hey, what's going on? What you doing?
Right.
If they're involved with somebody.
Right. Right.
I think when two girls or two dudes are friends, and yes, they do that all the time, but I think when it's the opposite sex, you have to be careful of that. That's what I believe.
I think I actually was having this conversation with somebody earlier today, and it got to a point where I was thinking that I thought that I could. Like, I do. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
My best friend is a female. She lives in Arizona. We've never, ever, anything like that.
818-514-1202. We want to hear y'all comments and opinions as well.
Like, yeah, absolutely. And we've never crossed that line ever. Not once have we both said, you know, this. We're just friends.
Did you ever had a conversation
about going to that level?
Yeah.
We did.
Crossed your mind.
No. What I mean by we've never crossed on, I want to see your junk like you want to see my junk.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Right.
But we actually had the conversation. We was like, you know what? If it went bad, I would hate to lose this friendship that we got, that we've been having
for
17 years.
Right.
17 years, this person's been my best friend. And when you say this, though, like I have free male friends now that I say are my friends, but are we really just friends, or am I waiting or vice versa? Are they waiting for that slight crack to slide in there and just say, I've been itching to just jump on your back the whole time?
I think if it's a friendship that you've had since you were kids.
Right.
Like, I got a friend. Hey, matter of fact, what's up to Pamela Washington? Matter of fact, me and her went to prom together.
Okay.
But we used to be next door neighbors and grew up with each other since we was like 5 years old. Her brother and me were like best friends.
Right.
And she was more like my sister.
See, that's
and
a
I
dynamic,
saw her like
though.
That. And I couldn't rectify my head to think of it any other way. So I've never thought like that. So we never even talked about anything like that.
Right.
Even when we, you know, went to prom, it wasn't even like that.
Right.
You know, and I think because since we were kids, you know, that was plenty of time for anything. If anything was going to happen, there was plenty of time for that to happen. So when we were grown, there was nothing to worry about from anyone I was dating or anyone she was dating.
Right. You know what, though? I believe, like I said, when you're kids, you don't know, you know, like if you know somebody since you were like 10.
Right.
You don't know really at that point, like it's a girl or a boy. You're just looking like this is a friend.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times you're not looking at them like, oh, man, she's cute. I mean, but some of the times, especially if you're just.
No, I did.
Like, well, I mean, I know you did, of course. But some kids, like, they don't see. Kids don't see race at a certain age. They just see.
True.
They
just
see this person.
Friend. Right. Right. Right.
Now, if you can get that established, it's easier as you get older to say, nah, I've known this person since I was a kid. I would never look at them like that.
Right.
So I think that's a dynamic to it. But if you meet somebody at 15, 16, you in high school, and you like, man, she cute. But, you know, we should just be friends. See, and another thing is, women set that dynamic a lot more than dudes. Like, look, we're just friends.
True.
But
true. And they'll put up the firewall.
Right, exactly. But dudes will go along with that. Like, I'm down. Then it's just my friend. Until something happens and they feel like they can slide in that door and be like, I told you shouldn't be with him.
Yep. So now you've covered the kid. You've covered adolescence. But now let's talk about adulthood.
All right.
Because I think that's where the problem is. That's where the problem comes in.
Right,
and
right.
And then you talk about, oh, this is my friend from work.
Right. Okay.
Now we got a problem, especially if you're dealing with somebody.
So
if I'm dealing with somebody and I might work with a female on my job, or we might be partnered up to where we have to work together every day or whatever, you know, that's fine. But If you're gonna be my friend and that type of friend that I can invite over after work or whatever,
right?
You're gonna have to meet the missus,
no doubt.
You're gonna
absolute
have to meet my girl. You're gonna have to meet my girl,
respect.
So that way you can see her, see the face, and think about the betrayal you might have if you try to cross and break something up.
Absolutely, totally agree with you. I agree with that. wholeheartedly. I just believe that a lot of times we tend to, it's easier for guys, it's not easier, it's harder for guys to see another guy as a female friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, see, what I mean is, you got your woman, and she has a male friend. We instantly look at dudes sideways from jump.
Oh, for
from
sure.
The jump. You're
for
looking
sure.
at him
my,
like,
my spider senses are up,
right?
And I swear, if they tingle one time.
Right, exactly.
If they tingle one time, we got a problem.
Because the first thing, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask, and I'm going to ask all of our listeners, 818-514-1202. You got a significant other, and they have a friend of the opposite sex.
Uh huh.
Let's say they've known the person they've known their friend longer than they known you.
Yes.
Would you tell him that person, like, look, I don't care how long you known that person, my spider senses are tingling about this person, male or female. You need to get rid of this person because it's going to hurt our relationship.
I wouldn't tell her she needs to get rid of him. But they've known that person longer than we've been together.
Right.
And how far does it go back? Because if they go back to like grade school, no, I'm cool. It's been years. Dude, if you was going to make a move, you should have done it.
Right. But does that mean you won't, though?
But
uh-huh.
If you go back from like college, no.
What about later?
But I'm not going to say, no, that can't be your friend. But I'm going to make sure that every time he come around, he going to feel my vibe. I ain't going to be rude to him.
Right.
I ain't going to front him off. But I'm going to give off that vibe to know that I'm kind of looking at you with a crooked eye.
All right. And this is a good question posted. Let me ask you this. I had a friend, right? Now, this is crazy. I had a friend, and we were just literally friends. But we grew up together, and she wanted... We were never, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, nothing like that. But she wanted a first time, right?
Right.
She wanted to be with somebody she trusted, which would be me. I know, right? But, no, I was just playing.
Oh.
But.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. So.
Hey, Devon. How would you like to take my cookies?
And who am I not to snatch a V-card? But. But actually, I'm saying, in total honesty, that, you know, it was just a friend, and she wanted, like, look, I don't want the boyfriend. I just, you know, I want to have a first time, and I want it to be with you. Then after that, were we able to just be friends on that level? Yes. Now let me ask you this. You get with a lady, and her friend was somebody who took her V-card. Can this person still be cool with her and hang around you?
Well, I'm not, like, again, it takes real extreme circumstances for I'm like, oh, no, hell no, this motherfucker got to go.
Right.
But watching, I'm definitely going to keep a matter of fact, I dated a female who was still friends with someone, and they had a wild night or whatever and kicked something off just on one wild night, and it happened or whatever, right? And she had told me about it, you know, while we was dating.
Right.
Then I met the dude. And I was cool because when I met him, we met his girl.
Right, okay.
And his girl kind of had the same side-eyed look as my girl.
Right, okay.
So I was cool because I'm like, okay.
It's the balance.
It's the deal. I'm going to watch him. You watch her. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was cool with that. Now, if it was somebody who had hit it and they stopped and now they friends, but you going to talk to this person every day?
Right.
Or
that's what I mean.
Is my friend. I always got to do the dish with him. No.
Nah, that's what
no.
I mean. So you couldn't could roll
y'all
with that?
Y'all going to be paring this friendship down a little bit.
Okay. But let me ask you this. What if they, this is my question, if they were did it like that when they were like 16 and they're 36 now and nothing has happened
since
then?
Nothing has ever happened? You might want to recap. I don't know. I'm going to be watching you.
So, but
watching.
I mean, would you tell him, look, you can't have this dude around
no,
you?
No, I would not say that.
Okay.
Unless
okay.
you do, if you make the spider senses tingle, if you set off my spider senses,
so
we're going to have a problem.
Home, dude's just chilling on the couch, but he's
no.
a dude.
First off, let's get something straight. Let's get something straight right now. There ain't nobody, oh, no, no. I'll pare it down to two. There's two people that I know if I come home, they can be here.
Right.
They can be here. You're one of them.
That's cool. I appreciate that.
And my boy Lonnie is the other one.
That's it.
There's only two on planet Earth that if I hit the door, you can be there. You could be there even eating a steak.
That's cool.
We truth brothers.
I got you. I hope
but
so.
But no, matter of fact, I was dating this one female.
Okay.
Right? And we had moved in together, whatever, right? And I came home one day, and some dude she worked with was at the house.
Dun, dun,
so
dun.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. First off, the sucker parked in my driveway.
Ooh. Yeah, that's ultimate disrespect.
He parked in my driveway. And then when I came, he's eating a bowl of gumbo.
Yo, gumbo?
I'm like, whoa, what the hell? Oh, no, dude. First off, you don't eat until I eat. Matter of fact, now you're going to eat after I eat. You might get to eat what I don't finish because I'm totally offended now. And get the hell out my driveway.
That's how we can say double hell no.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Oh, wow.
We got a caller. Tony, you on with the Truth Brothers?
Now, you know, I had to press the one. Hell no. Hell no. And you know what else? Now, men might be a little different on that sense. But I would never disrespect my man and have another man there, whether he was my friend, his friend, or whoever, or the gardener. He would not be in the house. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my man's house. But I wouldn't trust a woman to be around my man in my house.
No. Because the only reason I say that, Tony, is I hear a lot of women say they don't trust other women, da, da, da. But they hang around these women all the time that they don't trust.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
They're friends. Right.
You don't trust your friends?
Wow. You're mad.
Women are a different breed. Women are something else. And no, I would not trust a woman to be sitting in my home when I got home. And she's there with my man alone? Are you kidding me?
Okay. And those women are not different because I'm not trusting no dude to be sitting in my house with my girl.
I mean,
it depends. But see, here's the thing. She said that it's no woman. You said me and Lonnie could be here and it's cool. See, that's the thing, Tony. Not one woman would you trust around your man if you wasn't at home? Not one? Is there not one?
My cousin.
There you go.
Well,
family.
One. There you go.
My cousin, my mama.
There you go.
That's it.
And I don't know. Is your mama fine as you?
There it is.
She's prettier than I am.
Oh, there you go.
She's a lot prettier than I am. No, but I just, you know, I think it has to do with a respect thing. I could not, and me personally, I could not be in the home of another woman and she not be there. You know, it's just a respect thing. It has nothing to do with what would go on for me. Yeah. It's just respect.
But you do believe that men and women can be just friends, just have a monogamy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It has to have kind of like guidelines and rules to it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have plenty of male friends, and they are just friends. I've never had, you know, sexual relations with them, nothing, nothing at all. Because I think that there had already been the ground rules established, or I met them, like I have one good friend, met him on the job. And we became the best of friends, where I wanted to meet his wife. He thought that was a great idea. I met the family, and now we're very, very close. But still, as a good friend, would I be in his home? Absolutely not, because I respect his wife. But we are the best of friends.
Right. Now, Ella, just ask, do they find you attractive?
There you go. Your male friends, I was just about to get in that. Your male friends, do they find you attractive? Like they are physically attracted to you. And we all know that, yeah, they're right.
I've heard that they do.
Okay.
But still, it's a friendship.
That sure it is, but they're laying in the cut.
They're laying in the cut. See,
no, they're not.
So I was saying this to somebody. This is my neck. Yeah, Justin, you beat me to my questions, man. Are any of your male friends single, Tony?
Yes.
Okay, now, yeah, here we go. Now, if you believe that they're just friends, go back and tell one of them you want to date them and see if they turn you down.
No, just don't say that, but bring up the
I mean,
idea.
But even if
you know what? I'll bring up the show. How's that?
There you
even
go.
Even then.
There you go.
Bring up the show and
well,
then
wait a minute. No, you got a boyfriend though, right?
Oh yeah.
No, I'm single.
Oh yeah.
I cut him loose.
Yep. Chat room about to blow up.
Now, yep.
We all want to get with you.
There you go. See?
No. I'm you know what? I'm not going to say I'm hard to deal with. I'm just, you know, I'm very busy. That's the problem.
Don't tell me about that. Cause I got
dude's
somebody.
Got plenty of patience.
Yep. I've been called dizzy and many of ways of just being and hard to deal with because I'm irrational. But we got we got another call on the line.
Yep. So right ahead.
So much for calling in. Appreciate that.
Okay.
And Justin said he's very fond of California. 310, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Truth Brothers, Jerry Kelly. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Birthday boy. What's going on, man?
What's up, family? How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Got something to weigh in on the topic?
Absolutely. Tony's playing.
I know she did.
Tony's playing. Sometimes she be in denial, and then sometimes she says she's sheltered. Here's the deal. She don't need to tell her friends about the radio show because you know, us brothers, we're going to be on our toes.
Exactly.
Just pick up the phone and say, I'm lonely tonight. Would you come tighten it up?
Yeah.
They're coming to hit. They're coming to hit, or they're going to hit tomorrow. They may can't hit tonight because they're hitting something else. Mm-hmm. Or busy. But if she picks up the phone and says, hey, I'm in a dire need. I need a little tighten up. They're going to come hit it.
Yeah.
Because how did she meet them? Well, let's not say Tony. Let's just say an average woman, all right? Because I got to deal with Tony. Because I got to deal with her. Let's just say an average woman. Usually when they go out, they're at a bar or something like that, most brothers is going to approach a woman that's attractive.
Exactly.
And then they may not click. They exchange numbers. They friends. He's waiting in the cut. Waiting for that relationship to fail.
Man,
or just be the shoulder to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Sometimes things change. He was just there and look up and Lord, he stood up in it. I don't know what happened. I'm in love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or look what you had when you said, well, back in the day, we're going to clubs, growing up, whatever the case is. Majority of women will only slow dance with a brother that's attractive.
Yep.
How many women we see slow dancing with Godzilla? Not many. Not many, unless she tipsy and had too many to drink. So let's go back to it. Most brothers that's just friends and they're single, most likely they try the back door and push up on her.
So
the door won't open. She just laid in the cut.
Uh huh. Yep. You.
That's how it works. Most men are hunters. Most men are hunters. Right. They're not hunters. They solitaries mixed up. So most brothers are hunters, and if they can't hit now, they might wait.
Exactly. And that's my point that I was trying to get off. The dude will, it's like if you're getting into a place and the spot is locked, you'll wait for somebody to open that door so you can slide right in.
Yep.
And that's the case as far as with, I'm sorry, Tony, that's how I feel.
Yep.
If that guy is waiting on you and they say they're just friends, in some cases, I do agree with that. Like, you can be just friends.
Sure,
it depends. But it depends on when I met you.
Yep.
If I just met you and we just so happen to just not click, like Jerry said, yeah, we could just be friends. But then again, in that process of just being friends, I could still find you hot, and you could say, hey, Devon.
And you're dealing with someone, and I'm going to wait.
Yeah,
I'm going to wait. And don't sleep on Godzilla, because sometimes Godzilla got money.
There you go. Godzilla
ain't broke.
Yeah, he got that glow back money.
There you go.
So that's my point. I mean, it's just you got to understand, like Jerry said, men are hunters, which is true. We go out to find what we want. We get what we want. Then we protect what we have.
Yep.
That's just it.
Yep.
Once we got it, you can't look at it. You can't have it. Don't want you looking like you want to have it. None of that.
Yep. And guys will sit there and lay in the cut and be your friend or be your play brother or whatever.
Yeah.
Be your friend and will lay in the cut, because if you're dealing with someone, he don't want to get knocked the hell out.
Exactly.
So he's going to wait. And he's going to wait until you have an argument. A real not no over the garbage.
Yeah.
And y'all have a real big one. And you want to vent, or you want another guy's opinion on why he did what he did. And there he goes slithering in.
Yep. He's going to wait. Like, look, I've done it. Like, I've done it, dog. I think every man has done this.
Oh, yeah.
Every man has done this.
Yeah.
Had that one female
and
friend
like,
that you fell in that friend zone.
And she tells you, oh, you know, I like you and everything, but I'm dealing with someone right now, so why don't we just be friends? And you go, yeah, okay.
Now, in the process,
and you know a guy is going to screw up.
Oh, yeah.
You know a guy. This is not going to last forever.
Exactly. And knowing that you know that the guy is going to slip up, all you do is bide your time. You sit there and tread the water, and you wait for the small. Like you said something big. I waited for the smallest thing. What? He left you at work. I'll come get you.
No. Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
As a friend, but you're still in the friend mode. I'm saying you laying down your seeds, you laying down your breadcrumbs until the big event happens, the big one that you'll break up with him over.
Oh yeah, most
like he screwed the ugly girl.
Yeah,
in a wild night out, and that's when you go to make you know what? I told you he didn't appreciate you anyway. How many times did I have to come pick you up?
Yep, and I'm your friend,
and I'm your friend, and I'm your friend, and I wouldn't let me pick you up.
You wouldn't?
Yeah. Now let's talk about it.
You so fine. He's stupid for letting you be. You too fine to be out here walking. All of these things.
Yep. Now remember what we talked about 2 years ago when you told me you just, well, I told you he wasn't right for you.
Yep.
Because you'll lay that out. You'll lay that time bomb out and then go into friend mode.
Yep. Yep. Oh, man, it's getting real. Now we got to get real.
Yep. 818-514-1202.
But we got to take another quick break. Y'all let that marinate. We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Murder capital. We'll be murder for capital.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gage of True Brothers Radio, taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. You're on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. Can men and women just be friends? Big Brother
go.
Ray just dropped a nice little bomb. Let
oh, and
the
Dead Shepherd just logged in.
What's going on, man? How you feeling? But, yeah, man, I think we kind of went there as far as the way men, I think it goes into the way men think and the way women think.
Yeah.
See, women,
speaking of how women think, I was telling somebody about this topic today at work, and she said that if a guy's got a female friend that he's never tried to hit, she must be ugly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think so.
I mean, yeah, that I don't agree with that at all. I like I said, I do have it. In my case, it would all depend on when I met you and how I truly feel about you. Like,
And the female, because I could be friends with a female, she could be fine, all of that. If she's a head case and she screwed up, and you like, no, I know if I got involved with you, yeah, I don't need my tires slashed, I'm good.
Right, exactly.
It could be that too.
Right, like I got, and that's what's crazy. I have female friends, and I'm like, nah, if I got with you, you're crazy, you're fun, you're cool, but nah, I see what you do. You're a man eater.
Right,
and
right.
I have a lot of friends that are men eaters. They are. They just eat men. They take their pride. But then again, let's get into something else, man. Let's get into this. When women, and I gotta ask women this question. When you're deciding who are you gonna make your friend and who's gonna be that person for you, how do you know, like, the difference between the two? How do you separate? I know how you separate them, because you're not screwing all your friends. But how do you know, if you got a bunch of guys to choose from, how do you know which ones are your friends and which ones are not?
On that initial, if they can make them tingle.
Mm-hmm. That may be it.
That sometimes they just looking at them and to get that certain little tingle.
Yep. That could be
some
it.
Dudes can be. I mean, if some dudes can be good looking, and she might. Yeah, but it's just something I'm not attracted to them.
And
but it could happen later.
Exactly.
That's why dudes wait.
That's why I say if you got these men, like, I think, and another thing, I think women keep dudes on sidebar just in case things go wrong here.
Yep.
And
in case this spoils in the refrigerator,
yep.
I got side meat.
Oh, and I got a
friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, yeah.
Side meat.
Oh, yeah. They keep, oh, you not acting right. You not showing attention. So I'm going to keep this sidebar right here.
Yep.
Because he's just as fun.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
And that's my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's real. It is really real.
Yes, Dead Shepherd, backup booty. That's right.
There you go.
And they keep it. And guys do it too.
Dudes,
single guys, hey, you keep a stable.
Yeah,
you keep
but
you a
dudes
stable
don't keep
of.
Backup booty. They just got booty that's lined up. It's not really backup. It's
you
just
keep backup. You know,
I got that. Hey, man,
I ain't gonna lie. I kept backup booty.
I mean, yeah, but me myself, I don't. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. 760. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Andrea. Oh my God, you guys are killing me. Oh my God. No, I do not. No, I don't. I don't have a man at all, so why would I have backup? How are you single and you have backup? I don't understand how that works. But just to the previous topic about it depends on where the man met the woman and whether he's just laying in the cut and just waiting for his spot or whatever have you, I don't think that's the case. I really don't think that's the case every single time. Like I was telling a friend earlier, far be it from me to assume that every man who finds me cool or easy to hang out with is trying to hit. That's too arrogant. That's too cocky for me to think, oh, well, you know, I'm a woman, so he's just trying to hit.
Right.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. Whoever knows me knows I'm a huge sports fanatic. I know guys that are just cool with me just for that reason. We only talk or link up on Sundays when the games come on. I wouldn't dare think they're trying to hit just because we both enjoy the same sports teams or something. So no, I don't think every guy is just laying in wait, you know, just because I'm a woman. No, I'm not everybody's type. So, but I can be cool with everybody at some point or the other.
Drea.
So I don't agree with that one.
Yeah, but Drea, I seen your Facebook picture, that whole mid shot. Yeah, you got about four or five of them just laying in the cut waiting.
The whole what shot? What?
Facebook picture. Yeah.
The mid section shot.
Yeah. So you got about four or five of them just waiting in the cut. But all them people like Green Bay? No, they don't.
That's all we were saying. But the crazy thing about that is, what's really funny about that is, how can you say that you don't think? Now, you're right to say that you don't think that every dude that you come across is trying to hit. But you cannot say and seriously believe that these dudes aren't trying to get there, especially if they've seen you in multiple areas and multiple times on a consistent basis. They're going to go from saying it's the progression period. They're going to go from saying that, oh, man, she's real cool, we can just watch the Packers lose.
Right.
Then we can go from that to saying, okay, she's real cool, man, we should go hang, we can hang out. Then that is, damn, did you see Dre in that shirt the other day? Then it go from that to, I want to smash now.
And then a couple of the dudes are sitting there when she ain't around saying, man, I
exactly.
That.
As soon as she, we watching the Packers, she get up, hey, y'all want some beers or something? She leave, they tap each other like, man, you see them walk up them stairs? That's what we're saying. That's exactly what's happening.
No, and like I said, that goes to me not thinking every single guy that I come across is attracted to me. That's just not realistic to me. It's not everybody I know. Every guy I know is not attracted to me. That would be crazy for me to think that. And it's like you guys are saying, okay, it just can't be nothing cool enough about Dre for a guy to hang out with her when I want to smash. Is that what you're saying?
No, I would never say that at all. What I'm saying is you can be a cool person for a guy to hang out with. You really can. But at the same time, it's not that just they you know what I mean by that is, you can tell a guy that is attracted to you, look, I just want to be your friend. They'll do it because you are a cool person to hang out with.
Right.
But give them the opportunity.
There you go.
They're going to take it. Now, you can say we'll be friends, and a guy won't think you cool. He'll just find you sexy and be like, yeah, well, just call me when you switch your mind up. But considering that you are a cool person to hang around with, you are a really, really, you know, fun person, they will hang out with you because of that reason alone. That's why they'll be your friend. But give them the opportunity to slide in there, they're going to take it.
And that only goes for men who would be attracted to me. And like I said, I don't consider everybody attracted to me. Like the pictures y'all talked about, every guy don't like that. Every man ain't attracted to that. Whatever pictures y'all talking about, everybody ain't feeling that.
How many?
No.
40, 50?
What?
How many likes you got on that picture? About 47, 50, something like that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just speaking.
I have no idea how many, you said likes or whatever, comments. I don't know. I have no idea. But those are people who do find me attractive, and they openly say they found me attractive. Like I'm saying, far be it for me to think every guy I come across is trying to smash.
Bad.
Or every guy likes this shirt or likes me in the white pants and the blue shirt, okay? Not every guy is interested in that. But they can't say, okay, well, you know what, she's cool. I can just hang out with her. I think that's enough.
That's true.
I think that is enough. I really think that's enough. And like I think I answered your question about the, quote, backup booty or whatever you want to call it. No, single people do not have backup booty. Sorry, we just don't.
No, they just have, they have hidden partners. That's what it is.
Buddy.
Is that what you have, hidden partners? I don't have any hidden partners because, see, my brain has to be there in order to quote for the hit to go down. So, I don't have hidden partners.
It all depends on the person. If you are still attracted to the person, then there you go.
And thanks for the call, for sure.
Really appreciate that.
818-514-1202. You just heard from Drea. Do y'all agree with that? Do y'all disagree? A lot of people in the
chat room. That chat room hit it right. I don't have to be attracted to you to want to hit.
Yep.
That's not, I'm not saying that's everybody.
Right.
That's not everybody. That's his point of view.
Nothing
is
100%. No problem. But still.
Yeah. I just think like women are a lot slicker at the male friend thing because they tend to allow it to just be like, oh no, that's just my friend. And guys, some guys are just duped into believing that that's just a friend. Then again, it could be, again, I don't speak in absolutes. That could very well be true.
Yeah,
shout out
true.
to the Stanley Black Show for chiming in with us tonight too. What's up, man? In there in the chat room.
That everything ain't for everybody. That is definitely true. But we talking about just a group of guys and guy talk. And that stuff still does happen.
And I want to know, and like what Drea said, kind of goes back to what Tony has said. Like a lot of men don't approach her, and they don't see her like that. And Jerry Kelly came through,
and
killed
yeah.
all of that.
Yeah.
Like no, stop that. You're lying. Now my thing is, a lot of times women. So like Drea, like Tony, like a few other women that I know. I'm just using them because those are the ones who spoke up tonight. Y'all don't see y'all. A guy isn't gonna come in and some of the times. I don't want again. I'm not speaking in absolutes. A guy is not gonna come in flat out and say, "I want to smash your breasts." Guys aren't gonna do that. They're going.
Oh yeah, I think you can come in absolutes with the. You got to be pretty crass to try it out.
Right. But then what they are going to do is figure out what do you like for me to work around what you like so I can slide
in
that area.
There you go.
They're going to find out what makes
they're
you tick.
They're
going
to figure out how to get where they need to be.
Exactly. If dudes are, we go back, dudes are hunting. Whenever we find what we want, we're going to find ways to get what we want.
Because the hunt is half the fun.
Yes. Now, once you got it, depending, now we done turned this into a sex show, but... It's just,
I guess, because now we're saying that men and women really can't, for the most part, can't be friends, with some exceptions. Is that
I believe,
what we're saying?
I think to an extent that they can't. It all depends on, one, where we're at. Like, I do find women that I can be friends with Tony.
I can
be friends with Tony. That's no problem. It's not that Tony's not attractive. It's just that Tony has the personality that would attract a person to be like that. She's a cool person.
Yeah.
And that in that sense, I get where Drea was coming from.
Same thing with Drea.
Exactly.
Right. We can sit around and watch football all day, and you're right. And not, that don't mean you have to be attracted to you. That you're absolutely right.
But
in that group of guys, you put five guys in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them is planet. Two might be like two.
Yeah,
just two.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying about the majority. Majority of your guys are not going to just say, "I'll be your friend," and
right.
I'm comfortable.
And this is straight up guy talk. This is straight up guy talk from the
Sorry, no candy today, fellas.
Yeah,
y'all.
Because I'm gonna tell you, you know, guys will sit there. Guys, I know guys who plot on hitting somebody even though they don't even like her. She gets on my nerve, but I'd crush it if I got the shot.
Hence what Des Shepherd had said earlier. Like, that's just him. I mean, and those are just guys. See, y'all, there are dynamics when it comes to men. There are certain dynamics that lead you all around the area.
Right.
But a dude will, again, if a dude wants to be your, if a dude likes you, he'll do whatever you say he has to do in order to get closer to you, which means that you don't know he's getting closer to you because you still thinking he's doing the friend thing.
Right. Because, I mean, you might be dealing with somebody when he met you and he knew right, okay, I got to fall right to friend position
until
I can figure out how to break this up or wait for it to break up. Because every dude that's your friend, I'm sorry to tell you, ain't your friend. They might tell you they're your friend. They might tell you, oh, we're buddies. They might even tell you, oh, I got a girlfriend. Yeah, I'm dealing with somebody. But that don't mean that ain't plotting.
And another thing, you can beat women. Y'all think that when you have a girlfriend, like not a girlfriend as far as a buddy. I'm talking about lesbians. They dudes, you can say, "Nah, this dude." Now we going there.
No, I'm with
dude. This dude is just my friend. You ain't got to worry, girl. But if you tell this dude that he's not thinking he's just your friend, the challenge is, can I get her to come back on this side? Can I see if I can turn her from being that area to swinging right back over to the male fence? And you will wait.
Well, then let's just be honest. That's every guy's secret little if I can turn him back to the light side of the force.
Secret, I guess. I've never really was in. I mean, if you were there, I don't think turning you is the extra caveat to the thing. I think it's just, it's just
you just said about the hunt. That's the ultimate hunt.
It is, but it depends on what you want to hunt. Like, I mean, if you want bear, I'm not going to go looking for a quail.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that it is, I mean, you got dudes that hunt for the threesome. You know, I don't, you know, it's not like I, you know, shoot them down, but I'm not like,
Des Shepherd said conquest is conquest.
I guess, to an extent, I feel what he's saying, but nah, not all the way. I'm just, to me, I think a lot of times women get duped into believing a guy is simply just your friend. I think men know if we say we got a female friend, we'll say that's just a friend because she ain't let me do nothing yet. Or
I got you.
Or you know, something along those lines. It's just personally myself. I believe that you had to have known a person an extended number of years, and nothing would have had to happen in order for you just to be friends like that.
Okay.
I don't think you can meet somebody in 6 months say that's my friend, that's my best friend, that's my brother. None of that. You don't meet nobody in 6 months. You don't say that's my hell no. Nah. I'm not believing that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're up in age to a point, you 26, 27, 28, those are prime hitting years.
Yeah.
You are not finna just say.
Y'all just got so close so quick.
Yeah. Like, nah, dude, especially if dude just met you.
Yeah, you got to open up the Bifrost then. Yeah.
If dude just met you for 6 months, it takes dudes a lot longer to say that you're a friend and actually accept that. And what I mean by accept it, I mean accept it to a point where you're just like, okay, this is just, I know now, I don't see her in no other way outside of this. It takes dudes a lot longer than 6 months, hell, even a year. I could think a year from now, a female friend, I'd be like, man, I'd still, you know, but like I said, my best friend, 17 years. I would never go to that route with her.
Right.
But it's not.
And then you would also be respectful of her boyfriend.
Exactly. She got a husband.
Well, right. Because he might just meet you and be like, oh, I don't know. Y'all, you get two little buddy-buddy because y'all, you know, that friendship.
Right.
But you got to tone that. You got to peel that back with her manners.
Right.
You got to show respect.
Right. Like, I mean, you. And there is that friendship between men and women where you do the man-woman thing, like, and slap on the ass, something like that. But it's nothing sexual. It's just playful, like, get out of
here. You got that type of relationship. But, again, if you got that type of relationship, you don't go slapping her on the ass when she got a boyfriend.
No doubt.
Because it can
absolutely
get you knocked out.
Exactly. You don't do that in front of the man, and you tone back. You like, my bad. And you, like me, I went and met her husband. I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? How you feeling?
Right, right,
Been here. I ain't trying to, you know, don't think that because I've known her longer that I'm going to just overstep my bounds, bro. This is your place. This is your woman. You know, whatever.
That's right.
If I call, hey, yo, bro, is it cool that I want to ask her a question?
Exactly.
That's,
when you call, if you're gonna call the house, don't call her cell phone.
Exactly.
Don't call. Hey, yeah, what's it? Nope. If you're going to call the house, I mean, you say, hey, yeah, what's going on? Hey, what's up, Devon? Hey, you mind if I speak to Carrie for a minute? You don't mind? Because I got to ask her something about homework. I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
But you don't just, okay, yeah, I'm going to just call. It's 9 o'clock. Y'all sitting there watching Law and Order. You know, the phone ringing. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, you know what? I just bowled a 280.
On the Nintendo
on the
Wii.
Nintendo Wii. This is great. Yeah, that's... Yeah, no, hell no. Hell no.
I'm there with you, man. I feel you. I totally, totally feel you, man. That is funny, though. Oh, God, I just cried on the inside a little bit.
And the same with guys. When guys got a female friend and you got your girl, your female friend, even if she calls you on a Saturday morning, don't get up walking around talking on the cell phone in your drawers talking to her. That ain't cool.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Do that.
Like I said a long time ago, man, had this female I was dealing with, right? And we was kicking it, you know, enjoying time.
Tony laughing.
when we first dated, I told her in the gate, I have a lot of female friends who are just that. They're only friends. They call me because they say they want some advice or whatever the case may be. They will call and say, Devon, I need to know what's up. Now, I get that you don't trust them. You don't trust them, but you have to trust me.
Right.
That's always been a cop-out of some sense to say, this is why you shouldn't talk to them because I don't trust them. My answer has always been,
you gotta
if
trust
you trust me,
You don't have to trust them. They don't. They haven't crossed any boundaries yet. And when they do, know that I'm gonna be like, hey, come on, you know I got a girl. I'm not on that. That's the thing. Now, when I ask her in the beginning, hey, are you cool with this? I have a lot of female friends. Are you cool with that? Yeah, for sure. I don't eat chitlins. All that stuff, right?
Right.
That's going to make somebody laugh. I don't eat chitlins. No, I don't put them in a tub or nothing, right? So when we go past that, my female friend calls, and I'm like, hey, is it cool? And I asked her, yo, you know, is it cool? It's just my friend. She wants to ask me a question. I didn't leave the room. I didn't move her off from under my arm. No. Hey, what's up? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay, cool. You know what? Well, what I would do is, if this was me and blah, 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 everything's taken care of.
Right.
Now, I hangs up the phone. It's a problem because you have too many female friends for me. Now, I told you in the beginning. This
yeah.
is my life.
Yeah.
I told you after that. Is it cool that I answer this? If you say no, hey, and then she has said no before. Hey, you know what? Right now ain't a good time. Me and my girl doing something. Let me hit you back later.
Right.
Left it
right.
alone. But still, what if you're married?
Ooh. Okay. That's my man. Yes. The shepherd. The shepherd. Let me ask you this. What, especially I want one of the women to call me and give me an answer on this for real, or give me an answer in the chat room. If a guy has female friends, to me, a level of respect shown is, you know, you work from 9 to 5, right? So at 5 o'clock when you get home, you know, like me, I turn the cell phone off. When I get to the house, I turn off my cell phone because it's going to be upstairs. I'm not answering it anyway. You turn off the cell phone and you're chilling at the house. Now, any of my female friends don't call after 5.
Okay.
Because I'm at home with the fam, right?
Right.
You chilling. So I figured that's a level of respect. When they want to chit-chat or whatever, they might catch me at work or whatever.
Right.
But by the time I get home, they know, boom, I'm going to be at home, you know, hey, unless it's an emergency, hey,
right.
You know what, my car died, I got a flat, I don't know how to fix it, or my brakes went out, what do I do, you know, then you, hey, I can help you out or whatever,
right.
But for the most part, a lot of my female friends wouldn't call after 5, but I figured that was a level of respect, because they know that I'm home
with
my lady, with the missus, chilling,
right.
So I thought that was a level of respect, but this female at work told me that that's not a level of respect. That's them being on something. And I'm like, no, I disagree. They know I'm at home. They know I'm chilling. I'm not trying to hold no useless conversation when I'm with my family. My family is more important at the time.
Exactly.
Than just to hold a what's going on conversation. Again, you got a problem. Hey, you know, my car's leaking oil. What do I do? Cool, I got you. So someone tell me, is that right or wrong?
I
only just said that's right.
Yeah, you got one woman who just agreed with
that,
you.
To me, that to me, a female friend, like I'm a male, I'm not gonna call a female friend. I'm not gonna call Tony when I know Tony is chilling with her man.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not gonna
call
unless it's important.
And if you had a question, it don't have to be important. But if you got a question, like, man, I need to ask her this
business. Right.
Right. Even if it's not, I mean, it's just a personal. Hey, what was the name of that? What was the name of that song that Prince did in 1950?
Nope, Tony said it would have to be an emergency.
But here's my thing: if you call, oh yeah, because Tony's like, oh
yeah,
no,
like,
me and this man is all booed up right now. But even if you did, and dude, just hey, ask your man, is it okay that I ask, or I'll ask him, put him on the phone.
Right,
hey,
right.
Is it cool? I just gotta ask her a question really fast, man.
What is a nice gift to get my girl for an anniversary?
Exactly.
Right.
But
you
got
to respect. I just got to ask a question.
It's man respect.
That's right.
You got to respect.
You don't want to get knocked out.
Right. And it's not to come off tough like, oh, man, I ain't worried about him. It's that I respect you as a man and as a friend of mine's spouse.
Right.
I respect that about you.
Or boyfriend, whatever.
Right. Right. Either way.
Right.
But you just got to have that, like Tony said, you got to have that level of respect, man. Now, another thing, like you was asking if you're married, here's a question I'm going to ask. Ladies, you got a man who has a female friend. You got a man that's a female friend. And his female friend calls you and say, hey,
calls him and says, hey, you know what? I need something. It's something in my house. I can't move. Could you please come help me do this? Would you let your man go over there and do it? Just curious. To all my women listeners out there, if you got a man and has a female, I knew Tony was going to say that.
Yeah, I go with you.
You're damn right. Yeah, we'll move it together, baby. You get that in. Lift. I don't blame you. I knew. What if he said, look, baby, I'm driving the bike, the motorcycle. Don't worry about it.
Right. No, I mean, you know what? I got a female friend, and her car broke down, and she needed to buy another car.
Right.
Now, they always tell females, when you go buy a car, do not go by yourself, because they're going to try to get over.
Right.
Always go with the guy. And she asked me, hey, could you help me find a car? Looked at my girl, do you mind? And she said, cool. So she knew when I was going out that week, we was going out after where I'm going to go help her look for a car. But she knew who this person was. She knew exactly where this person was coming from. This person called respectfully and asked for permission for me to go help them. And to me, that's a level of respect.
Right. Now, in this case,
I'll go with him. Where's my helmet?
Where's my helmet? Does that mean you don't trust your man, Tony? Would that mean you don't trust him?
No.
I don't blame you. I totally agree with you. Like I said, at the end of the day, you don't trust her. Wow. But you trust him.
No, hey, you know what? She's right, because sometimes your friend can cross the line. Because I had a female friend who was married before I was married. Then she got divorced or whatever. She was still my friend. And she would call, we chit-chat sometime, but she set off the Mrs. Spider senses. Mm-hmm. And then the missus was like, okay, now these phone calls can cut down. So I told her, yeah, we're going to have to cool out on the phone calls.
Right.
But then she wouldn't stop. Ooh. So then she was about to get wrecked.
Right.
She was about to get wrecked.
Coming off disrespectful.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah, in that case, yeah, that's what I was saying about, look, you got to trust me to handle if something gets out of line. I got it. You got to trust me on that. So I feel as if, you know, in that case, yeah, she's totally
wrong. You might be right, but she was a nut. Plus, she had a beard, so that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. See, you know what's crazy? Women will trust you with the fattest, sloppiest. They would, like, you know what's crazy? I'll be honest with you. This is crazy. I was out with my girl at this time, and we were out. And anytime a cute girl would walk in a mall, she, why are you looking over there?
Right.
But as soon as Precious walks past,
as soon as
that's your woman.
Come in.
That's
right.
Your woman. There you go right there. Oh, now I can look that way, but as soon as Pinky or somebody walks, as soon as somebody walks in there, we got a problem.
Right.
So real quick, have we came to the conclusion, can women and men just be friends?
I say yes, provisionally.
I agree with that. I believe it can, but you better watch that.
Tony said yes.
But Jim said all them answers on how it wasn't going to happen.
And my man, Seth Shepard, said it depends. And then Tony said with conditions. As long as Tony got a helmet, you'll be fine.
There you go. And all is well with the world. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks.
Jerry Kelly, Seth Shepard, Hot Topics. You got everybody.
Amen. We want to see you next week, man.
No doubt. Big show coming up next week with Hot Topics.
That's right. Hot Topics and Truth Brothers linking up for one big four-hour show. You'll start off with Truth Brothers. Right after that, you're going to jump right over to Hot Topics, and this show is going to be big.
It is. Huge show. But thank everybody for tuning in. Thank everybody who's checked us out. Remember, hit us up on Facebook, YouTube. We're everywhere. Twitter. Tweet us, let us know what's going on. We really appreciate everybody. Thank you for letting us cross this huge milestone we just did. We closing in on a year, baby.
There you
go. 2 weeks.
This has been a G Network presentation, and we're gonna let you know, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth. 2 fingers, y'all.